106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Moreira, Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Story in this week's Rocky Mountain Outlook regarding some building code changes in Canmore and a brand new fire map.
There's been some building code changes with respect to high intensity fires that have occurred in the past, directed at development outside of a 10-minute zone for fire response. If you aren't within that zone, there are higher levels of fire suppression that you have to meet, or you have to build your houses or your residences not as close to each other.
Pretty small community. I'm trying to think what's outside of a 10-minute response for fire in town.
This is actually an interesting and complicated story because it started when a Rivers Bend development was looking for building code work.
The Dead Man's Flats there.
They were looking at increased costs for having either sprinklers or bigger side yards or setbacks and things like that. So they asked the town of Canmore, hey, can you do this map so that we can know whether or not we're in that zone? They're not in that zone, not even close.
Not in the zone.
Not in the zone. Harvey Heights, Dead Man's Flats, not in the zone. But Canmore is the first responder as a fire department for those communities. There's been some talk about building a fire hall in Dead Man's Flats instead. A better way to actually do this, if you know someone from the provincial government actually listens to us, the higher standard of fire suppression in high density building proposals and development. But in Canmore, and this is something that's not in the paper, we do have several neighborhoods that are outside that. And this is not a fire response target. This is a map about the building code. If you live in like Silvertip, some parts of Cougar Creek,
Three Sisters,
you aren't in that zone. And this will result in the town of Canmore reviewing how they staff their fire department, might lead to possible changes to see whether or not we can increase the area covered. But at the very minimum, any new development in a neighborhood that's not in that 10-minute zone will have to meet these higher building code standards. And that includes all of Stewart Creek Phase 3. In some of these established neighborhoods, you want to build a new house, you're going to have to meet the new codes.